You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live. Next, featuring intimate and in-depth interviews with Black Hollywood's next edition of stars and influencers. Black Hollywood Live. Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, next.
All right. Welcome to another exciting edition.
I can't deal with you. I'm sorry.
Of Black Hollywood Live next. I'm your host, Nick Perdue, and I'm joined by my fabulous co-host.
Yes, what's up? It's me, Megan Thomas, again in the building.
How are you?
I am amazing. How are you?
I'm great.
Are you?
You know why I'm excited?
Why?
Because we have the illustrious, the beautiful, the talented Miss Michelle Epps. Mrs. Michelle Epps.
Mrs. Yes. Michelle Epps. Get that right.
How are you?
I'm good. Give me my missus. I work too hard for my
That's right. That's right. Mrs. Michelle Epps.
Yes.
It's good to have you here.
Right. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, ma'am. I'm excited. So we're just going to jump right into this interview.
Okay.
All right. So you first started out modeling, acting, and doing beauty pageants at the age of 14 in Houston.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so did you always know that you wanted to be in entertainment?
I did. When I was younger, my mom would try to take me on auditions, give me an agent. But she really didn't know. You know, it's a hard life trying to, you know, get your kids in the business.
Yeah.
And she really didn't know what she was doing. And we were in Houston. So it's not much, you know, you can do there. So you can get a little discouraged. So she kind of stepped back from that. And then I found my way back in. I got my own self an agent, a commercial agent, at like 16, 17. So I did stuff. But, you know, it's in the South. It's not really a big black market.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I played on the surface a little bit, and then people were doing plays. I think it was just meant for me to come to Hollywood.
Right.
Yes. So I came to Hollywood, and, you know, I met a nice guy. But also, you know, I took my classes, and I've just been working on my career. A lot of people don't know that I'm an actress and that I came here to be an actress, but it takes a lot of hard work. You don't just blow up overnight.
Right.
You have to pay your dues and get your respect if you want to do it the right way.
Yeah.
And so, that's what I plan to do.
So let me ask you. So when, at what age did you move to LA?
I was in, almost 20.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to keep the ages open.
Right, right.
You know.
Almost approximately.
Yes, yes.
Right.
So around.
Somewhere in there.
Somewhere in the mix. So, okay.
And I was very young.
But did you feel that you just kind of like grew out? Because I know that you said there wasn't a lot of like roles or a lot of, you know, stuff really for women of color in Houston. So did you feel like you kind of grew out of Houston and like LA was probably the only place that you had to go?
I did. Because you know what's funny? Even though I'm from Houston and I'm proud to, you know, claim I'm glad I was raised there. But I really don't go back. Cause
really?
I just, yeah, when I do go back, I'm kind of like, the South, like I need to get back to LA. You know, I'm like a big city girl. Even though Houston's a big city, it's still very Southern and very, you know how the South is.
Right.
It's true.
Very true. Now, so when you first got to LA, what was the first thing that you did project-wise?
When I first got here, I didn't do any projects. The first thing I did was I went to an acting coach, Aaron Spizer, and took his classes, which was good because I learned a lot. But then also when I met my husband, I was going to studio meetings with him and going to CAA.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm seeing the big lights and I'm really like, I'm right here.
Yeah.
So I saw it happening, you know, just from, because you can go to all the classes in the world, but until you're actually on set or till you actually know what it is like to go to a meeting and sit in, that's priceless.
Right.
So I really understood the business from that perspective and what they're looking for.
And so how has being a Southern Houston girl helped to shape who you are today, especially in this business?
I think I'm very grounded. I have a lot of morals still. You know, some women get cutthroat and just any means necessary.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm good.
Right.
And then another thing, you know, in Houston, a lot of people live very well or like extravagant things. So I grew up seeing, you know, nice stuff. Like in Houston, everybody has a big house.
Right. Because the land is, I mean, you can get a big house for nothing. I love it.
Yes. So, you know, and then people having things, striving to do big things, that was normal.
Right.
So I grew up being used to that, where some people can get jaded by the business, you know, so, you know, people would come down there who were famous. It wasn't, it was not the norm to see all of that. So when I got here, I was just like, okay, I'm here. Yeah. And my confidence was very high.
Okay.
Because a lot of people come out here and they're like, whoa, this is different. Which it is different, but I was ready.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good. And so also, you were, in 2003, you were featured in the movie The Fighting Temptation with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Beyonce.
Yes.
Right? So what was that experience like? Because that was a nice, big, budget, fun movie.
Yes. That was really, really good. It was a lot of singing.
Do you sing, by the way?
No.
Did you have to fake it at all?
No, I didn't. They didn't want me to sing. They used Beyonce that day, you know, for that movie.
Right.
It was a good movie. And I guess because I was, like, right there in it and watching everything on set and just seeing how it goes. You know, the process for a movie is not fun.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so it's like once you see the finished product and the lighting and how they made everything appear, it's like, wow, that was nice.
Right.
And where did they shoot that? Because wasn't it on location somewhere?
Or? Atlanta.
Okay, so it was Atlanta.
Yes, yeah. And I think right outside of Atlanta.
Okay.
I forgot, it's a very small city, and it's still like a small town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And so also in 2011, you were in 35 and Ticking.
Yes.
That is the bomb movie, by the way. Go on Netflix and watch it if you haven't.
Yes.
Yeah, this movie literally has almost everybody in it.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
Like literally, and it's a hilarious movie. If you haven't seen it, make sure, like you say, go on to Netflix and see it.
Yes.
And so you played Lala, and your husband was also in the movie. So Mike was in the movie. So what was it like working with your husband?
Well, I didn't see him. We shot on different days. Yes. So when I actually filmed, he wasn't there, but it was Kim Whitley, Nicole Ari Parker, Tamela Jones, who else? Megan Good and Kevin Hart, all on set. So I'm like, whoa, okay. I'm nervous. My heart is beating.
Right.
And I'm just like, okay, I have to do this. Because my scene was actually with all the women that I named and Mari Morrow.
Right.
So it's all of us in a scene, and they're like, okay, this is what you're going to say. I knew I was playing a drunk girl.
Girl, but, I remember you because I was watching.
Now it's all starting to come. Right. Yo, hilarious.
Right. So I'm like, okay, I got to play this drunk girl. I can do it. But I'm like all these people. So I'm like, okay, I got to come with it.
Right. Yeah.
So you know, on the scene, you know, I drank the drink. They were like, just drink it fast. And I was like, I just came with it just off the top of my head. And everybody was like, you did a good job.
So yeah.
Was there any pressure though? Because you know, especially with your husband being Mike Epps, and you're surrounded with all these people that are funny, Kim Whitley, Kevin Hart. Was there like, oh, I got to live up, or my husband? I'm gonna hear from my husband. Was there anything like that?
Well, you know, I have been coached for many years by him,
right?
You know, I've done a lot of comedy circuits, going to the comedy club shows. So, you know, at this point, I'm like, you know what, I can do this.
Okay,
I can hang. So, you know, I just built myself up and I just went for it and. They all were like, Michelle, that was good. Like, you know, a little bit like, okay, I see you. I'm like, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Because, you know? I mean, I almost want to say scene stealer. Because just, and because like you, I believe you had like the very last, like, tick in that scene. And were you really?
Yes.
You know,
chug-a-look.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-mm-mm. You so busy. You produced and starred in, was it The Misadventures of a Hollywood Wife?
Housewife, yes.
Housewife, yes. What was your experience like? Because that's producing and acting versus just acting.
It was kind of stressful. Because when I got on set, I didn't know my lines.
Because you're busy doing the production stuff.
Yes. Wow. Trying to get everything together, you know, making sure everybody was going to be there and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And it was kind of like, I just wanted, because I don't want to do a reality show.
Right.
But I wanted to show people a touch of, you know, what it's kind of like. Mm-hmm. Because people don't know.
Right.
And if we did have a reality show, it would be hilarious.
Right.
It would be, like, crazy.
Yes.
So I just wanted, you know, to give a little something and some comedy.
Okay.
So that was the reason for doing that. We shot it all in one day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was fun. It was stressful, but it was fun. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, out of all of the roles that you've gotten so far, which one's your favorite?
Playing the drunk.
Really?
Well, yes.
Why? Just because you got to be somebody crazy?
Yes. Okay. Because, you know, a lot of roles for black women are the girlfriend.
Right.
Or the wife. Right. You know? And sometimes, like, you know, it's crazy, but a lot of women want to play, like, the stripper, the, you know, because it's something you wouldn't really do, but it's a fantasy that you would, you know, you just get to be something you're not.
Right, right.
I think that's kind of one of the things that women, you know, as an actor, you want to do, go outside of yourself, because it's safe to play yourself.
Right, right. Are there some things that you haven't done yet in your career that you'd still like to do?
Yes, definitely. I would love to do definitely a piece that's meaningful.
Okay.
You know, a story that people are interested in to see and that will touch their heart. You know, you always want to hit them in the heart.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Make people cry, make them laugh, you know, make them... you know, just feel like they understand that person.
Mm-hmm. So dramatic, more dramatic versus comedic.
Yeah, dramatic is just more touching.
Mm, yeah.
But I do like comedy too because it's fun.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
So you are married to one of the funniest guys in Hollywood.
Yes.
Right? Yes, Micah. Just go ahead and say it because, you know, everybody's like the beautiful Michelle Epps married to the funny Mike Epps. We have to say that.
Yeah. So
yes.
The beautiful Michelle Epps.
So I want to know, how did you guys meet?
In the Fox Hills Mall. Wow.
That's funny.
So yes. how long were you in L.A. before you met him?
Just a couple of weeks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Look at you, girl. You know, came to L.A. and found your husband.
Yes,
but, okay, but what did he say when you guys first met?
It was just kind of like an instant connection. Like, I feel like I knew him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess sometimes maybe from him being on TV, but I just felt like I knew him personally.
Okay.
So it was kind of like we both saw each other and thought we knew each other.
That's sweet. No, it is. No, like, I'm not being funny. Like,
was that
no,
your
like,
game, or did he have game on you, or you had more game on him?
No, I think, you know, both our families are from the Midwest.
Okay.
So it was, you know, it was, if you were trying to run game on me, it wasn't working. I shut it down.
No, and because, you know, Fox Hills Mall is notorious for guys trying to run game.
Is it?
It is. That's why it was hilarious. The Fox Hills Mall, hilarious.
See, I didn't know. I was just, you know, in L.A., fresh off the boat, in a sense. And I remember calling my father, and I was like, I'm bored. It's nothing to do. And he was like, what? You are in L.A., and you're bored? He was like, just go somewhere. And I was like, all right. And I told my friends at the time, like, let's go somewhere. Let's do something. And so we did.
Fox Hills Mall.
Yes.
Right.
I know. You know, I didn't know.
No, and that's, you know. That's,
I lived in Ladera Heights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're right around the corner then. Yeah.
I think everybody who comes to L.A., well, everyone black, they move to, you know, Ladera Heights.
Yeah.
That area. Baldwin Hills.
Area. Yes. Like
Inglewood.
Culver City.
You know.
Yeah. So, no, but what's your home life like? Like, are you guys just cracking each other up, you know, at the house, or is it more kind of like, you know, you're laid back now?
We're pretty much a normal family, but we all are funny. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the house is funny. So sometimes, you know, when you want to be serious and you say little things, it just makes you laugh.
Is there ever a moment where you're like, we're just normal, we're boring, there's nothing to see here? Are you like, no, we always crack up?
Yeah, we all, because some of the stuff we all say to each other, or even like with our kids, if we say something to them and they say something back, that you just bust out like laughing. And they never keep, it's just never dull. And then we have a dog, and she's like maybe 10 pounds, and she just barks at everything. Anytime somebody's at the door, anything, she's just ready.
Right. Wow.
Attack mode.
So what was Thanksgiving like then?
It was pretty calm, but my husband wanted to have his brother come with his band. Like a full band at the house.
Wow.
And I'm like, we don't have that many people coming for a full band.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we just did a one-piece band.
Okay.
On the keyboard.
That's great. That's all you need. That's all you need. All you need. Yeah. Really.
And keyboard can be a couple different instruments, too.
Right.
So, you know, you put on a little demo and you go to town.
Right.
Right. So how do you make sure that, you know, because being in Hollywood, you're married. A lot of marriages fail in Hollywood. How do you keep your marriage fresh so that it doesn't do the same thing as other people?
Well, I have a pole in my bedroom.
No.
No, well, I just think I always try to stay. I always try to keep myself refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never want to be the wife. Like, I always think of myself as the other woman, but I'm really the wife. So,
interesting.
You know what I mean? It keeps it interesting, keep it fun. And, I just don't act like an old lady.
That's good.
That's good.
So, you know, I keep myself on my I keep him on his toes.
Okay.
And then a lot of people, sometimes in relationships, one doesn't grow, or the other one grows so much, they grow out of that person.
Yeah.
And we just both grow, and we keep staying together.
Is there any rules that you guys have, like, don't go to bed mad, or, you know, if I'm out of town, we have to see each other? Is there any rules that you guys have put in place in your marriage to guarantee the success of it?
No, I think we don't think like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like we just kind of just take it day by day, and we just stay very true to each other and real. I think a lot of marriages don't last in Hollywood because a lot of people who are in Hollywood just become jaded or fake. You know what I mean? Or
right.
they become just very, like, always on.
Right.
And we're just very real people. We don't think of, you know, like, he's not walking around the house like, yeah, I was just on David Letterman. Or I was just, yeah, so you need to treat me like that. You know, or some.
You'd be like, babe, trash needs to go out.
You know, yeah, some families, it's right, like it's that. Normal, yeah. You know, we just are very honest with each other. We keep it real. Like, that wasn't funny. Or, like, you shouldn't do that.
Right. You How know? Long have y'all been married?
12 years.
So, uh-huh. so you have two?
No, it'll be 9 years, but we've been together 12.
Wow. That's awesome. Yes. And especially in this business. And you have two beautiful daughters, one of which is here. Hi, Madison. You're so cute. how do you balance being a mom and then having this career and making sure that everybody's happy? How do you do that?
It's very hard. It's very, very hard. I think my career suffers. That's why sometimes it's a very big gap between when I've worked last or, you know, what I can do. Because going out of town, you know, you have to really, to make it in this business, you have to be on it.
Right.
You have to be persistent and keep, you know, pounding the pavement.
Right.
So me being a mother and a wife comes first.
Right.
Because I would rather my family be strong and happy. Because my kids will be grown soon. So, you know. I want to raise them. I don't want them to say, oh, the nanny so-and-so raised me, and I don't really know my mother like that. I don't want that. I want them to, you know, do, because I think they're going to have a career in entertainment. So, you know, when they get old, I want them to feel like my mother was there. I don't want them to think back like, I didn't have my mother, so now I do this crazy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good. Especially like having a solid foundation.
Right.
You know, and the right people around you and being able to wake up and like, hey, mom's here, and not like, oh, it's nanny Susan.
Right.
You know?
Have you had some challenges? If any, what are the challenges that you've had being quote unquote Mike Epps' wife?
I think a lot of people look at me and they think, oh, she doesn't need anything. Mm. It's okay. Because, you know, most actors are starving actors.
Right. Mm.
So they look at me and, or they, you know, they just kind of think, oh, she doesn't need anything. Mm-hmm. Or let's give it to somebody who needs the job more so. Or I also have to work harder.
Mm.
You know, they look at me like, oh, she thinks because who she's related to or who she's married to, we're just going to give this to her.
Right.
Nah.
Doesn't work like that.
Mm-mm.
Doesn't work like that. Huh? No, that's real.
But now, okay, let me add, because I want to keep it real.
Okay.
In this 9-year marriage, and then because you guys have been together for 12 years.
Yes.
Have you ever had to check any females and be like, yo,
that's
this
my boot
is my man? Because, you know, Hollywood.
Yeah, you know, but even outside of Hollywood.
Yeah, even, you're right.
It's probably worse, actually, yeah.
Yeah, women are very disrespectful.
Wow.
They don't care. They just want, you know, what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few times. You know, I just feel like that's my man. And if you're a bad bee, let me see you take him. And no one has succeeded thus far.
There you go.
Sometimes they think they, you know, like, oh, I can't.
No. That's just confidence, girl. You better show them how it's done.
a lot of people. But that's a real question, though, because, you know. A lot of women, they try.
Yeah, and because I feel like it takes a stronger woman, you know, to really be with, I mean, just like any guy, first of all. But then secondly, like a guy who's really doing something, you know, and then who happens to be a celebrity and, you know, like a prominent celebrity as well. You know what I mean? So it's like you have to be confident in yourself and you have to be confident in your relationship, knowing that like he's happy.
Right.
You know. So that's good. Like not you're showing. You can't say anything about that. Like that's you know, and being black women and being black couple. You know what I mean? Like this, we need more Will and Jadas and Mike and Michelles. We need more like Obama and Michelle.
Yes.
We need more of these prime examples.
Yes.
But I will ask you this though, because we do see more and more Hollywood wives, you know, who haven't been in the industry, you know, like taking a step into either with modeling or acting or something like that, you know, because they feel like, well, maybe I should give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because you have talent, right? And there's some women out there who don't have any talent.
Right.
So how do you feel about those? I'm not going to say any names.
No, don't say that. Their talents are elsewhere. Let's say that.
Well, I mean,
we all got talent.
Some of them haven't been married for 9 years.
True. 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 I'll give you that.
You know. And some married people for the wrong reasons.
Right.
She didn't.
I'll give you that.
But I will ask you this, though. Uh-huh. What do you feel about some of these other wives who, you know, only get with so-and-so so they can be put on the red carpet and they can be seen and this and that, you know, to help finance and establish their careers?
I think it doesn't last long. Mm-hmm. And they're not happy. Mm-hmm. You know, like, anything that's meant to be or anything that you put your heart into it and you're real about, you're going to get what you're supposed to get.
Right.
And whatever you're trying to do that's not correct or not right is going to come back. Or, you know, you're just not going to get what you want. Because right. A lot of the, I don't know who the, I can't even think of the wives you may be thinking about. I can't. But, I mean, are they on anything?
No, I mean, like, probably, a couple of them have been on some TV shows. It wasn't like a reoccurring role or anything, but, you know, mm-hmm. It was maybe like a guest spot. You know, they'd done some modeling. You know, like nothing really substantial that they probably couldn't get on their own, to okay. be honest with you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like they're using that extra added leverage, you know. But I don't know what the relationship's like, so, you know, I can't speak on that. But, you know, it, to me, it just seems like, yeah, you're not that talented.
Right.
And if you weren't so-and-so's wife, maybe you wouldn't have gotten.
Well, I think a lot of them, they probably say, hey, he's doing it or she's doing it, so I can do it.
Right.
And yeah. they try.
Yeah.
I know, so you can't knock anybody for trying.
That's true. I don't knock anyone for trying. But if you try and fail and you fail and you just suck, then it's like, you know what? Try something else. You know, just trust me. Like, that's not your lane. Try something right. else.
And the people around them may be too scared to tell them.
Yeah.
Or just don't say anything.
Right. I want to know about, because your husband is such a funny guy and you've been around a lot of comedy, have you ever thought about doing stand-up comedy?
Of course, because people have mentioned it, like, you should do that, or, you know, you're funny. No, that's his thing. No.
You leave it, so you're not going to be one of those people that Nick's talking about, like, I'm going to get up on the stage, I'm going to do stand-up comedy because my husband does it.
Nope.
Okay.
Never.
You're smart, you know your gifts.
No. I feel like, you know, anybody can do stand-up in a sense.
That's true.
Now, are you, like, great? Like, my husband is great at it.
Right.
Like, you can throw him up there, and he just woke up in the morning, just make him go up there, and he's going to kill it.
Right.
Because he just naturally has it.
Yeah.
Now, and then, you know, you have some people who maybe thought hard and wrote a joke down.
Right.
And it was funny, so they got laughs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's tried talent, and it's natural talent.
Okay.
That's true.
Very
That's
true.
Now, let me ask you this. Are there, what roles do you see yourself playing?
I really would like to go more so like the Halle Berry role, the Halle Berry route, because I still think nobody can touch her.
Right.
Even after all these years, nobody can knock her out the box. She's just killing it. But I would like to do maybe play a life story.
Okay.
Is there anybody in particular?
The lady who created the perm, the first black.
Oh, Madam C.J. Walker.
Yes.
Wow.
The black millionaire.
Yes, that's a good role.
Yeah. Yes, and she's from my husband's hometown. So we're talking to her family, trying to figure out, you know.
Right.
Maybe. Because, you know, that stuff takes a long time.
Yeah.
Right.
With rights and stuff like that.
Yeah. Is there certain roles that you wouldn't take because you're married or because you're a mother?
It just depends. Because, okay. you know, most of the time in a script, a movie, a character means something.
Right.
You know, it's a reason that that character is in that movie.
Yeah.
So if that reason is strong enough. Mm-hmm. Then I would be open. I'm not just like, oh, I wouldn't do such and such, you know.
Right.
I have to be open. I'm open-minded.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you, besides the Madam C.J. Walker story, is there any other story that you're like, I have to tell this story, I have to be a part of this thing in some way?
No, nothing that can come off the top of my head. You know, because it's hard, because if you get attached to things,
right.
it's just
Never
so
know.
Sensitive
yeah.
because
yeah.
it's other people, like Lena Horne's story, right. you know, yeah. people have mentioned that to me, but it's so many people who want that, who are way bigger than me, you know what I mean? So it's just kind of like, no, I'm, you know, the Madam C.J. Walker, mm-hmm. that's a, you know, closer to happening
to
than, yes.
Right. You and your husband are doing some amazing things, especially with the Michael and Michelle Foundation. Michelle
yes.
Epps Foundation, I'm sorry. What are your goals for that in the future?
Well, we would like to do different programs
okay.
with children that for the, you know, the money to actually do something for the kids. And a great idea too I would love to do that I got from Queen Pan, because we did something with her in New York.
Okay.
Where she, I think either she did or she wanted to have these buses where they would be like gynecologists on the buses. Okay. Who would give, because a lot of young girls, you know, who are active, sexually right. active, they haven't got pap smears, they haven't gotten checked. Mm-hmm. You know, so we want to do things like that to really make an impact in the community. Because you can do all the, like, but I think, like, the turkey drives and the, mm-hmm. you know, feeding the homeless, those things really do help. But, you know, you really need to help a child, because right. yeah. they're going to grow up to be, you can help mold them and shape them into great human beings.
Right.
And it starts at a younger age. Because once you're an adult, you've kind of, you know.
Set in your ways.
Yeah, your path has been decided.
Right. Do you guys have any staple events that you guys do for the foundation?
Not yet. Not okay. yet. Right now, we're just kind of partnering with different people, trying to get the foundation out there so people can know about it. But we are doing, at the Comedy Store, Mike is doing, on the 23rd, okay. he's doing a toy drive and a comedy show. He's going to host with some local comics, you know, that are going to come out.
Awesome.
Yeah, show support. Get people to come bring a toy, pay a little bit of money to get in to watch.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And you're so busy. So I know, okay, you started off modeling, and so it's kind of coming full circle because you're doing a fashion line, right?
Yes, yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, with the fashion line, I've created 2 seasons.
Okay.
But it is really hard.
What's it called?
Mimi Nick.
Okay.
It's very hard. So I put it on hold because it's trying to do all these different things. You can't give 110%.
Right.
I'm part Jamaican, but I'm like, wait a minute, let me hold up. Cause so right now I'm trying to find the right team who can, you know, get all the things I need. Because it's a lot that goes into it.
Right. Yeah. What kind of clothing is it?
Women's dresses.
Like cocktail dresses or like everyday
dresses? So okay. Let me see the best, like hot hippie.
Okay.
Robert Rodriguez.
Okay.
Stuff like that. Yes.
So something I can wear every day versus
yes.
like
or if you, cause special my, event. My whole thing was where you can wear it to work and then you can go out. If you put your heels on
yeah.
and go out to work. And then, you know, women, sometimes we gain a little weight, lose a little weight. So a dress, it'll fit you. You won't. Right. You know, sometimes when you can't fit in those jeans, you're like, wait a minute.
Wait.
What happened?
But that dress, especially if it has a little wrap, a little top.
Right.
Yes, you can fit in that. But now, how did you come up with the name for that?
Well, my nickname is Mimi.
Okay.
And my middle name is Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Put two and two together.
Yes. Right. And Mimi Nick just happens to mean trendsetter.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yes. What language?
Regular language. I don't know. You Google it. No specific language.
Right.
On Google. Google right. language, yes.
There you go.
Google language.
So you've been a producer, a model, actress, goodness, fashion designer. Which one of these is your favorite?
I really love the fashion.
Really?
It's fun because, okay. you know, like, you're because with acting, you can only do it when somebody sets the schedule.
Okay.
No matter what. You know, you need all these people to do a movie,
right.
to do anything, you know, when it comes to acting.
Right.
Which, with fashion, you know, you can sketch out drawings. You know, you can do, like, if I get my sewing machine out, you know, maybe I can push something through.
Really?
Don't know how to sew, really, though.
But you can make sure that button
I'm
stays
just
on
saying,
there, right?
If I really, you know, wanted to, I could create a whole dress on my own.
Right.
So, you know, it doesn't, you're not limited.
Right.
But I do, my first love, though, is acting. And that's what I'm, my acting and producing is what I'm pursuing right now, full on.
Okay. And so there's a lot of black actresses that say that, there aren't a lot of roles for them.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason is because, you know, there needs to be more writers and producers. What are your feelings about that?
I think that is true. Mm-hmm. But you do have to create your own way or your own path. Like, I think Shonda Grimes.
Grimes, yeah.
Grimes, who,
The Scandal. Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Yes. That Scandal is getting better and better every second.
Right.
But I think, you know, doing that, and I'm pretty sure, you know, this is her second show on primetime television,
right.
but I'm so pretty sure that it took her many, many years to get here. And a lot of people don't realize, they think, oh, I just want to be an actress and be famous, or I just want to make a lot of money. And it's like, it's hard, hard work.
Right, right. So what are some of the things that you're doing to make some of these roles and make some of this stuff happen, especially for black actresses?
Well, just trying to pay my dues. Because I think people respect you. The more you work, the more they can see you in roles and see what you can do. You gain more respect because yeah. the whole thing is, can I trust you to play this role?
Right.
Yeah. Are you going to be able to withstand day by day, if it's a 30-day shoot, or are you going to come to set on time? Are you going to know your lines? Are you going to perform? Right. You know, that's what people are really, that's what they're looking for. Of course, can you play the role? But a lot of people can play the role. Right. But all those things, too. That's why they keep using the same people over and over again, because it's like, I can trust her. I can trust him. I know that he's going to do what we need him to do for this film or this TV show.
Yeah. It was crazy, too, because, like, there's, like, a certain level of professionalism, I mean, that goes into any job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, because at the end of the day, like, acting is a job.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, you still got to treat it as such.
Right.
You know, people get this diva mentality, like, oh, show up at 1 o'clock and call time at 7 a.m. Like, what are you
right.
doing?
Right, right.
It's like, yeah, there's, so, you know. But are there any other projects that you have coming up that you want to talk about?
Yes, well, I have a project that I'm going to do about human trafficking.
Wow, okay.
Yes, and I'm going to play this woman who's like a hustler, but I move bodies, and it's, you know.
Humans.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Do you know the name of the project?
Well, just, it'll
coming up.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Are you producing it, or are you just?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm producing it. Okay. And, yeah, executive producing it and starring in it.
Okay, and I know you're doing something on Love That Girl.
Yes. I did. I played a role on Love That Girl. I was Kale's girlfriend.
Okay.
And he was staying with his friend too long, so I had to go get my man out of there.
Go get him, girl. Go get him.
Yes. Okay. So that was really fun. And Alfonso, it was me, Kale, and Alfonso in that scene. And, you know, they're both pretty funny. Alfonso, I think he does stand-up.
Yeah.
So they were, you know, they said action. And they were just going at it. I'm like, wait a minute, that wasn't on the script.
Right.
I was like, that's how we doing it? Oh, okay.
Let me get in there. I can do this.
I was like, oh, okay. So I had to step up to the plate.
Okay.
You know, it makes you really push yourself. It was a great experience.
Yeah.
And I had been on set all day. So my scene was the last scene.
Mm, okay.
Everybody was tired.
But you had to bring it.
Yes.
Okay.
They were tired. So, I wasn't getting any feedback from people like, ha, 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 or, I was just like, okay. So, you know, we just had to keep doing it and just go in, go hard.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. Now, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. When people hear the name Michelle Epps.
Yes.
What's the first thing that you want to come to their mind?
She's a real person. I know who she is. She's a straight shooter.
Mm. Okay. There you go.
Straight shooter. And I believe that's who you are. Just sitting here talking to you. You definitely. I'm coming over to your house. Y'all have fun.
And we're bringing a band. Yeah. Come to our house, I'm bringing a band.
Yeah. We might. No, we already have the band.
Yeah, right. Band. Yeah, okay. I'll bring a triangle. I'll be the guy in the corner.
And we can do some square dancing.
There you go. There you go. Well, thank you for coming in, Michelle.
Great. Thank you for having me.
I was gonna say, where can your fans find you online?
I'm on Twitter, Facebook, everything at Michelle Epps.
Spell that for him.
MECHELLEEPPS.
You heard it.
And everything is just Michelle Epps. I kept it simple.
Right. And you can check me out, Megan Thomas, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Meg Scoop. Hit me up because I want to know what you think.
You can find me all over the internet at The Nick Perdue. Thank you guys for tuning in. See you next time.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Dario Kristen, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network. If you have questions or comments, tweet us at BHL Online or email us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. For more exclusive content, visit blackhollywoodlive.com. This has been a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.
Thanks for watching Black Hollywood Live on YouTube. For more in-depth interviews and news, subscribe to our channel here and be sure to share your opinion in the comment section below here. See you soon, everyone. Bye.